This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Unemployment lines, jobless numbers, and political unease. A perfect storm for an imperfect economy on this Friday, October 7th. Get an umbrella. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone, on this Friday. Celeste is off today. We're going to take a look at the job numbers and how the public sector shrinking is growing the legions of the unemployed. Here's what you're talking about.
This is Harriet. I live in Somerville, Massachusetts. I'm a blind computer user, and I wanted to acknowledge with the death of Steve Jobs that I, who have used PCs for 20-some years because of various problems, ended up being given a Mac Air in January. The harmony of programs that I can use gives me the competence to do much more than I can do on a PC.
We'll have a discussion of innovation in the wake of Steve Jobs' death a little later on in the program. Give us your view on any conversation we're having at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We begin, though, with the headlines this morning. The Nobel Prize for Peace awarded to three women. One is Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Africa's first democratically elected woman president. Here she is addressing a joint session of the U.S. Congress back in 2006, shortly after her inauguration.
I stand before you today as the first woman elected to lead an African nation. We became the first independent republic in Africa, founded, as you know, by freed American slaves.
Another winner of the Nobel Peace Prize is Liberian peace activist Lema Gbawi. She mobilized women against the country's civil war and organized a group to challenge Liberia's warlords. And the third winner was Yemen's Tawakkul Kaman. She's known among Yemenis as the mother of the revolution. A longtime activist for human rights, Kaman's arrest in January helped spark a mass uprising against the regime of Yemeni President Ali Saleh. The monthly unemployment numbers are going to be released later on this morning. Economists expect little or no job creation in September, and 9.1% is where the unemployment rate is expected to stay. President Obama yesterday challenged Republicans to get behind his jobs bill or to be run out of town by angry voters.
Why would you be opposed to tax cuts for small businesses and tax cuts for American workers?
The gridlock over the jobs bill is taking place while anti-Wall Street protests continue to grow in cities across the U.S.
Cuts! No way! Major corporations pay! Cuts! No way!
Sounds from New York. Here's some voices from a rally in Washington, D.C.
It's all about corporate greed and not for the citizens. It's everything that's against what the people want.
We're trying to get our government back. Our government doesn't represent us anymore.
Protests are now in their third week. New census figures show home ownership rate fell to 65% last year. That's the largest drop since the Great Depression. 10 years ago today, this is what came out of the White House.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against Al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan.
10 years later, the war continues. 1,700 Americans have been killed in Afghanistan, tens of thousands wounded, billions of dollars spent. And a government health panel says healthy men over 50 should no longer receive a PSA blood test to screen for prostate cancer. The influential panel says the tests do not save lives overall and often lead to more treatment that causes pain and impotence. Detroit Tigers moving on in the playoffs. They knocked off the New York Yankees last night. There are two Game 5s on tap today in the National League for all you baseball fans. Markets mostly up in Asia, down in Europe. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,123. It's 1,165 for the S&P. The NASDAQ opens at 2507. Later this hour, author Chuck Klosterman joins us to look at his new novel, The Visible Man. And we're taking a look at innovation, technology, and marketing without Steve Jobs. Your takeaway?
This is Mike in Pittsburgh, and isn't it ironic that in our times currently we are arguing and debating so much about unemployment and losing jobs and creating jobs, and we have lost one of the greatest creators of our time, Stephen Jobs.
The influence of Jobs on the economy, on design and culture, later on in the program. Share your views at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, jobs, the real kind, the unemployment kind. We're going to talk about the U.S. economy in just a minute.